This is Kelly Blewett. I'm delighted to tell you about a new memoir by poet Patricia Lockwood. Lockwood is one of those people who was born to write, and she knew at age 6 that she would be a poet. Her poem Rape Joke won a pushcart prize a few years back, and anyone who has read that poem knows that it is not easily forgotten. Of her own writerly presence, Lockwood says, and I quote, "On the page, I am strong because that is where I put my strength," end quote. Strong, forceful, articulate, and irrepressible, all of these words describe Lockwood's on-the-page persona. And she's something else, too, something that makes it hard to put the book down. She's very funny. In this book, Lockwood's first memoir, she returns to her childhood home and offers Priest Daddy, the story of her unconventional Catholic upbringing and her larger-than-life parents. And part of this story, it should be noted, takes place in Cincinnati. Lockwood's father, believe it or not, is a Catholic priest who converted to the faith after he was married. In such circumstances, there is a celibacy loophole, and Lockwood and her 4 siblings grew up on rectory grounds in St. Louis and Cincinnati, places Lockwood loyally refers to as the worst cities in the Midwest. When she became a teenager, she fell in love on the internet and ran away to marry Jason, which, miraculously, turned out to be a great decision. In adulthood, however, the couple fell on hard times and found themselves moving back in with Lockwood's parents. Her guitar-strumming, boxer-short-wearing, wholly and emotionally aloof father, and her paranoid, pun-cracking, and accommodating mother. Surrounded by the vestiges of her childhood, Lockwood begins thinking anew about identity, place, religion, girlhood, and poetry. Always poetry. She begins writing down every word her parents say, and the dialogue in the book made me laugh out loud more than once. This is a book that will transport the reader deep into Lockwood's zany and appealing point of view. The sheer authority of the prose will occasionally take the reader's breath away. For readers from Cincinnati, Lockwood's ruminations on Catholicism and our Midwestern home are especially resonant. To say I could not put the book down does not do it justice, nor would the pages of quotations that struck me as beautiful and unforgettable and weird. Do yourself a favor and read Priest Daddy by Patricia Lockwood. More information can be found on our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. A version of this review originally appeared in Book Page magazine. This is Kelly Blewett.